We are back. It's Mile High Magazine every Sunday right here for you to enjoy some new information maybe you never knew before. And I am Murphy Houston. Joining us now is Nathan from the Nathan Yip Foundation, is Executive Director Jill Schenkel-Henwood. Jill, Happy New Year and welcome back to Mile High Magazine.
Hey, thank you, Murphy. I'm so glad to be here.
Well, it's good to talk about because I know we're coming up to the big Chinese celebration time, but it's really important to talk about the Nathan Yip Foundation because people may not know about this. And give us a little breakdown in history of the foundation, if you would.
Sure. So the Nathan Yip Foundation was actually started about a little over two decades ago. It was the result of an unfortunate accident where Jimmy and Linda Yip lost their only son, Nathan. But really turned that tragedy into something powerful. And for the first 15 years of the organization's existence, funded rural schools in China and also sort of internationally. However, in the last 7 years, the foundation has come to focus on rural Colorado schools. So our organization provides grants to rural Colorado schools, districts, teachers, in a couple different forms, from grants in the fall to rural teachers. And in the spring, we provide larger grants to schools and districts.
It's a wonderful thing.
And it's especially important here in Colorado. About 147 of our districts out of 160-some are considered rural schools, rural districts.
And so you're helping them out.
A lot of the state.
Yeah, I'll bet. And it's a good thing. It's a wonderful thing they're doing, the Nathan Yip Foundation. But, of course, you know, we have to have that great Denver Chinese New Year celebration they do every year. I've been to one of those. It's a party, isn't it?
It is definitely a party. And people who have been will tell you it's one of the best in the state. And this year it's going to be doubly exciting because it is now the Chinese New Year. The Lunar New Year is now a state holiday. So we're very excited to share the traditions and culture of the Chinese New Year, which whoever wants to attend.
Well, and tell us about it. Where is it? What time are we doing? What's going on? How do we get tickets?
Certainly. So the event is Saturday, February 3rd. It's at the Grand Hyatt in downtown Denver. The event runs from 5 to 10:30, and it will start off with, we have some wonderful silent auction items, sort of a variety of experiences. We have a number of things, trips and opportunities in rural Colorado, including a coveted trip to the Ute Mountain Tribal Park, which is pretty limited in availability. And then we have a traditional family-style Chinese dinner with delicious food. And this year I'm just sort of certainly drooling over the menu.
Well, the food's always good. I mean, come on.
Yes. And we always have the Chinese, the salad toss, which is done sort of at the New Year time. And you, with your family around the table or with the guests around the table, everyone stirs the Chinese salad. And the dirtier, the more that the lettuce and things sort of fly out of the bowl, the better luck you have during the year. So we always kick off the event with that. Of course, we share a little bit about what the Nathan Yip Foundation is doing and how it impacts rural schools. And then we have a traditional night market, a calligrapher, a palm reader, so a variety of different activities. And our decorations are always certainly amazing and exciting. So it's just a fun way to join family and friends and kick off the Chinese New Year.
I'll tell you what I thought was amazing, and I guess it was a couple of years ago, you had the calligraphy person down there. That was pretty amazing to watch that. Real
yes,
educational.
He's incredibly talented.
No kidding. I was amazed just to watch him. There's a lot of fun, different things you might not see at a lot of other events. But what is
yes,
the...
Yes, and actually I forgot one of the highlights is the lion dancers.
Oh, that's
so
right.
Have,
that's right.
A youth troupe from the Denver area that comes and volunteers to perform for us. And it just brings the ballroom and it brings the whole event alive. They sort of escort people into the ballroom. And it's, once again, it's just, it's an element that you don't see in too many parties.
Well, it's a fun part of the element, too, for sure. Talk about the Chinese zodiac. What year are we in 2024?
So we are in the year of the dragon.
And what does that mean?
2024. And it's actually one of the more, I guess you'd say, prominent years in the zodiac.
Is it lucky for me, or is it for everybody? Does your birthday play into this? How does that work when you pick the zodiac, the Chinese zodiac, each year?
Yes. So the zodiac, it's based on the year of your birth, based on the Chinese calendar. So it's the year of your birth, and you're one of, there are many different signs in the zodiac, from the pig, the rooster. Last year we had the year of the rabbit. The dragon is actually the only mythical creature in the year of the zodiac. So
right.
It sort of signifies power and luck and really good fortune. So being born in the year of the dragon is a great time to be born. So it's every 12 years. So it would be if you're born in this year or 12 years prior in increments of 12 years. So it signifies good luck. And I was just reading about it a little more, it also, I guess, in Asian countries, the year of the dragon actually tend to have more births during those years. So,
wow.
Sort of a special year.
I guess so. I'm going to have to check my years because I go back quite a few, as you might imagine, Jill. So I wonder if my luck goes that far back or now from that far back, whatever
well,
it is.
You know, fortunately in the zodiac, there every year has some really positive traits. So I think whenever you're born, you'll find something that to highlight and be proud of.
Well, I guess so. So now if we want to get tickets for the big Chinese New Year party coming up on Saturday, February 3rd. It's at the Grand Hyatt downtown. Starts at 5 o'clock. You must have a website where you can get more information on that.
Yes, we do. And it's pretty simple. It's just NathanYipFoundation.org. And we have right on the homepage, we have a link to where you can get tickets. You can purchase tickets. Tickets are $350 for adults. For young professionals, 35 and under. They're $250, and there are also opportunities to purchase a table or sponsor some of our rural Colorado teachers and students that will come and share their stories at our gala.
Well, that's pretty exciting for them, isn't it? To come on in.
Yes, it is.
It's not that kind of party.
So I am from rural Colorado, and when I started this job a couple years ago, and I said, we don't have these kind of huge gala parties, so I still am a little bit overwhelmed by it, but it certainly is a fun experience for people to come and enjoy the event from rural Colorado. But I think the impact is more profound on the people who are at the event as they talk to and hear from rural Colorado educators and sort of some of the challenges they face. And so that's really one of our missions, is to share both the challenges that rural communities and education face, but also to share some of the opportunities, because there are smaller communities and smaller schools can provide great opportunities as well.
I'm sure they can. And that's a good thing, too, that the Nathan Yip Foundation does. Where else do you get your funding? I'm sure the big party is one of the ways. There has to be other ways you get help.
So, you know, our funding, the gala is actually one of our biggest fundraisers, and it provides most of the funding for our spring grants. We have a couple other events as well. We have a Mid-Autumn Festival and a sushi party, and we have lots of generous donors who support us. So you can also just donate directly to the foundation, and honestly, that's where, you know, we generate about... in money to give away. Last year we gave away about $275,000. This year we hope to give away $300,000, and that is all generated from our events and donations from individuals primarily. We certainly would love to see you at the event, but also check out the website to learn about what we're doing and how we are covering. We've really, over the last few years, been able to cover much more of the state. So we literally have funded grants from in all four corners of the state.
That's a good thing. We're talking with the Executive Director, Jill Schenkel-Henwood, of the Nathan Yip Foundation. Do you have a lot of volunteers? Do you require a lot of help for what you're doing?
So we have a lot of volunteers for our events. And so, like, for example, we have about 30 super committed volunteers who are there all day with us at the Chinese New Year gala. And one of the really fun things about this organization is this group of volunteers has just been involved and committed for so many years. When I came on board as the new executive director, you know, I'd show up to an event and ready to dig in and get things going. And there was a group of people that already had it all set up and have been supportive of the YIPS and the foundation for so many years. So we have event volunteers in terms of volunteers in other capacities. We do have people who serve on our Rural Colorado Committee. So those that might be teachers or people interested in education to help us figure out how to best utilize the funding. We always love volunteers for outreach and marketing. And then, of course, day of and in advance of events.
Sure.
But then our, you know, the bulk of our work with the funds that are sent out are done by the amazing teachers and educators in rural Colorado.
And that's a good point to segue into here, Jill. How do the teachers in rural Colorado reach out to you? How do they get involved? How do they get the help that the Nathan Yip Foundation is offering?
So we do have information available on our website. And one of the things I'm very excited about kicking off in 2024 is a rural Colorado educator resource. So to help connect the schools and teachers in rural Colorado with some of the opportunities that are out there and sort of more available, and there's more awareness in the metro area. So one of the things that we hope to do is both provide information about some of these opportunities and help teachers learn about them, but also help organizations in the metro area better serve rural areas. But teachers can reach us through the website. They can always email me. I'm just jill@nathanyipfoundation.org. And we are just now kicking off our spring grant cycle. So if there are districts out there that are interested in submitting a request, all we ask for initially is a letter of inquiry. What are you interested in doing? About how much will it cost? And again, our grants go up to about $30,000. And then we'll review that. But information is on our website. We will start doing some social media and email releases about that. A staff of one, so it's pretty easy to get in touch with me and reach out, and I can answer your questions. And if people are wondering, well, is my district considered rural? The Colorado Department of Education, and we have this link on our webpage, identifies rural school districts as districts with less than 6,500 kids, and you have to be a certain distance away from a really populous area.
Okay.
But most of the districts except for along the I-25 corridor and Mesa County, are considered rural. So odds are good if you're not along the I-25 corridor that you might be in a rural district.
Well, it's got to be tough to pick, too. I bet you get a lot of requests because there are, as you mentioned in the beginning of our little talk here, there's a lot of rural schools that could probably use your help at the Nathan Yip Foundation, correct?
Certainly, yes. We have, so this past year, for our teacher grants in the fall, we had 170 applicants and were able to fund 69. And last spring, we had about 35 applications. And fortunately, we're able to fund 19 of those. Nice things about our grants, and we really appreciate being able to do this, but a number of times our funds have sort of generated more support from the community. So, for example, this past spring we funded Olathe Middle High School to help to revamp their weight room as a rural school and a smaller school connected with Montrose High School. The school gets a lot of the hand-me-downs from other schools in the district.
Yeah.
So we provided some funding to help upgrade that, and together with the community, they've really leveraged that to raise additional funds, get additional supplies, and have really done a great job.
Good. Well, Jill, you guys got to keep up the good work over there at the Nathan Yip Foundation. The big party's coming up Saturday, February 3rd. Go to NathanYipFoundation.org for more information. And Jill, thanks for coming on Mile High Magazine today.
Hey, thanks for having me, Murphy. Always fun to chat with you.
I'm going
to
go check and see if it's a lucky year for me now, the year of the dragon on my birthday. We're going to find out.
Yes.
Thanks, Jill.
So.
I hope so, too. Thanks for stopping by. Thank you guys for listening, Mile High Magazine, and we'll talk to you next weekend.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.